This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Justice Department yesterday announced that the Bush administration will accept oversight from a secret court on its controversial warrantless domestic wiretapping program. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court is made up of independent, though unnamed, federal judges. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The Justice Department says the pivotal moment took place a week ago. That's when a judge at the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court signed off on the program that the Bush administration started operating secretly in 2001. According to a letter that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez sent to Senate Judiciary Committee leaders, the court authorized the National Security Agency to eavesdrop on, quote, international communications into or out of the United States where there is probable cause to believe that one of the communicants is a member of Al-Qaeda or an associated terrorist organization. White House spokesman Tony Snow said President Bush will not reauthorize the surveillance program when its current term expires. The surveillance will then continue with court approval.
It's really a matter of your legal authority prior to that. It was a presidential order. Now, in this case, the program continues, but it continues under the rules that have been laid out by the court.
Those rules are still quite vague. In a background briefing, senior Justice Department officials repeatedly refused to say whether the court granted blanket authorization for the program or permission to wiretap specific individuals. They did say the court orders are good for 90 days, which is typical for this court. The House and Senate Intelligence and Judiciary Committees have received classified briefings on the specifics. According to the Justice Department, the administration began to consider bringing the program under court scrutiny in 2005, before any details of the program were public. If so, the private deliberations ran counter to public statements by administration officials saying that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court was ill-equipped to oversee the program. Michael Woods, who used to be chief of national security law at the FBI, is skeptical of the administration's timeline. He thinks this announcement may have had more to do with last November's elections.
I think with the change in leadership, it's clear that there were going to be some pretty aggressive hearings this spring, and that this is a way for the administration to kind of sidestep that, at least partially.
Woods says the law that oversees domestic surveillance, known as FISA, has not changed significantly since the USA Patriot Act 5 years ago.
So it seems to me that if this program could be placed under FISA, which it obviously can, there's no reason to wait until 2005 to do that, as opposed to 2004 or 2003 or 2002.
Reporters asked about that, and the senior justice official, speaking on background, said, "I can't really get into developments in the law before the FISA court, but it's a process that began nearly 2 years ago, and it's just now that the court has approved these orders." If the Bush administration wanted to gain favor with new Democratic leaders, they made some progress yesterday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the announcement good news. And here's Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, speaking on the Senate floor.
I welcome the president's decision not to reauthorize the NSA's warrantless spying program because, as I've pointed out for some time and as other senators on both sides now have pointed out, that was at the very best of doubtful legality.
Privacy advocates called the announcement huge progress. Jim Dempsey is policy director for the Center for Democracy and Technology.
Nobody ever said on any side of this issue that the government should not be listening in when Al-Qaeda is calling the United States. The only issue here was putting this under the checks and balances of judicial approval.
Now that it's under judicial approval, Dempsey would still like to see the legal rationale for the judicial supervision. Some senators also have lingering questions, even the ones who've received classified briefings, which means the administration may not have ended the debate over this program altogether. They just dampened it. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.